So right now, we're going to go into our session 4. Enjoy. This is Red Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to our 4th session together. In our first session, we learned to relax and to feel our bodies without stress. And in the second session, we went to our beautiful, calm place and met the person who is our helper. And in the third session, we were given a gift. And so it is from there that we're going to pick up our story today. Find your comfortable position. If you are seated, rest your hands on your thighs. Close your eyes. Try not to slouch. And if you are going to be lying down, find yourself in a calm, comfortable position with your hands at your sides facing upwards. And we're going to remind our bodies of what it feels like to be completely calm and relaxed in this time of so much stress. Emotional stress, physical stress, spiritual stress. So take a beautiful cleansing breath. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4. Hold it. Tense every muscle in your body. And relax. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just allow your body to relax there for a minute. Become aware of your ordinary breathing. The breathing that happens 24 hours a day without us needing to remind ourselves of it. Feel your body breathing in and out without any reminding. And now I'd like you to take control of your breathing again, and you're going to breathe in to the count of 4 and out to the count of 6. So allow the air out of your lungs and breathe in 2, 3, 4, hold, and breathe out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Become aware of that wonderfully relaxing feeling as your body gets all the oxygen that it needs. Let's take one last breath. Everybody breathe out and breathe in 2, 3, 4. Hold it briefly. Allow your body to relax. And now breathe out 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And in our first session together, we used the analogy of melting ice cream. And in one of our other sessions, we spoke about color moving into our body and replacing all of the stress. So today I want you to choose one of those images, either the melting image or the colored light entering your body. And I want you to take a moment to remind your body how it feels to be completely relaxed. If you are using the melting image, start at your feet and imagine them slowly melting all the way up your legs, into your lower back, into your shoulders, into your arms, and all the way into your head. If you are using the image of colored light, get a very clear picture of the color of that light coming into your body and the air coming into your body. And with each breath, imagine the colored light seeping further and further into the edges of your tissues, all the way down your arms, all the way down your back, all the way down your legs, right into the very edges of your toes. And take a moment to enjoy that sensation of being completely and utterly relaxed. And in your mind's eye, imagine that you are back at the beginning of our journey, where we start each journey. Take a moment to look at the surroundings. You're quite familiar with them now. So start noticing details. Can you notice all of the shades of green in the plants around you? Can you notice how the light dances off the leaves and how it hits different surfaces, bark and rocks or the sea or water? And today you know that you are going to be given a gift. You're going to be moving towards this person who is your guide, for want of a better word, and you're quite excited. You know, because you've already physically had the gift, but today you get to open it. So take a step on the path and walk with purpose all the way to the space that you know is so welcoming and calm. And along the way, become aware of all of the small little creatures, the small plants, the big plants, the different shades, the feeling of the sun on your back. Walk with purpose, and in the distance you see the beautiful place where you have found to sit and contemplate life. It might be a rock, it might be a sand dune, it might be on the edges of a river, a calm space that you feel completely comfortable in. And make your way towards that space. It feels so welcoming. Sit yourself down. Take a breath to enjoy everything around you. See it in your mind's eye as you look to the left and the right. Take in the view. And become aware of the person that you know who waits for you in this space, who is moving towards you. They have already given you a gift, and today they are going to be with you when you open it. Take a moment to view the gift that you've been carrying around for a couple of days. And very slowly, I want you to imagine opening it. And because this is a space of our imagination, it doesn't have to be a realistic gift. It could be something as abstract as love or joy or calmness. It could be an object. It can be a creature. It can be something real that you already own. It can be something that you've always wished for. Take a moment to look at the gift. Take a moment to become aware of the significance of the gift. Is it a key? A key that might allow you to open new spaces? Is it something alive, like a butterfly who's come out of its chrysalis, experiencing a whole new section of its life? Enjoy the moment of observing it. Enjoy the moment of the person who gave it to you being close to you. And because they understand you, they have given you exactly the gift that you need. What might the significance of this gift be for you in this difficult time that we're going through? In this time of being locked down in our houses, with stresses inside and outside, how might this gift be useful to you? When you're ready, take this beautiful gift, and no matter what size it is, imagine it fitting into a pocket that is in your clothing, really close to your heart. Put it for safekeeping in that beautiful pocket. And turn to the person who is your visitor and thank them. Thank them for knowing you. Thank them for seeing what you needed. And if it feels right, you will give your visitor a hug. And they will get up and walk away without looking back. Because they know that every time you come back to this place, you can call them. They know you'll be back. And you know that they'll always be there. And now, take a moment in this calm place, all alone, to think about the gift. To think about how it might be useful to you. To think about its symbolism. Take a beautiful cleansing breath. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. In this beautiful, calm place. And when you're ready, imagine in your mind's eye stepping back onto that path. That path that's become so familiar to you now. And walk with purpose back to complete the rest of your day. Notice all the details as you walk back along the path, seeing things from a different angle. What was on your left when you came up is now on your right. Enjoy each new vista and each new point of view until you come to the end of that path, the path where you always begin this journey. Now I want you to wiggle your toes and rub your fingertips together. Become aware of your own body again. You've been inside your imagination and now you need to be in your body, ready to deal with what the rest of today holds. So rub your fingertips together. Perhaps ball your hands a bit into fists and relax them. Stretch your feet. Move your ankles. And when you are ready, if you are lying down, turn on your side and very slowly get up. And if you are seated, open your eyes. Become aware of your physical surroundings. Perhaps move your head on your neck and just remember that sensation of being completely relaxed. And if you were lying down and you are now seated, open your eyes and also become aware of everything that is around you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I wish you a wonderful rest of your evening. And I look forward to meeting you tomorrow for our final session in this series of 5 mindfulness moments. Have a great afternoon.
And there you have it. That was your episode 2 of your relaxing time here on Red Radio. Now we're going to go into your final episode, and we really, really hope that you enjoy this one.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to this 5th and final session of our mindfulness moments. I hope that you have managed to find some kind of relaxation and calm in all of the chaos that has been going on around us. And I hope that you will use what you have learnt in these sessions to return yourself to this place and this sensation of being completely relaxed, using the imagery that we have worked on. So if you wouldn't mind joining me for our fifth session, I would like you to assume the position that you find the most comfortable, either seated with your hands on your thighs or lying down with your hands face upwards, legs outstretched in front of you. And today I'd like you to become aware of your body, and we're going to try really hard not to change our breathing. One of the funny things that happens when we become aware of our breathing is that we feel the need to change it. But I want you just to become aware of your body breathing really calmly in and of itself. And in your mind's eye, I'd like you to remind yourself of the wonderful sense of relaxation and how quickly we can actually get to that position of being completely calm. So I want you to imagine that I'm going to be touching each of the parts of your body with my fingertips, just to remind you so that you focus on those areas as we have this conversation. So imagine that I'm putting my fingertips on your forehead and allow that to be the symbol of focusing your attention on your whole head, your jaw, your facial muscles, all of the small muscles in your scalp, all the way to the base of your spine. And then I'd like you to imagine that I am putting my fingertips on the hollow in the back of your neck, which is encouraging you to focus on all of those muscles all the way down your shoulders, really reminding them there is no need to be so tense all the time. And now imagine that I'm putting my fingers on the top of your arms, just to remind you, okay, let's focus on relaxing my upper arms. And now imagine that I'm putting my fingers on your forearms, just as a reminder to relax your forearms and to allow the relaxation to go all the way into your fingertips. Now imagine that I am putting my fingers on the top of your belly button, and that is just reminding you of how to relax all of your muscles all the way down your sternum into your belly, all the way down your back and your spine, a place of so much stress, all the way to the bottom of your back. And now imagine that my fingertips are lightly touching the top of your thighs, just as a reminder to relax those big muscles that so often catch hold tension. And with that, relax your bottoms as well. And now imagine that my fingertips are touching your shins. A quick reminder to relax your shins and your calves. If you are lying down, allow your feet to turn outwards here. Now imagine that I'm touching the outside of your ankle. Really complex part of our bodies, and with lots of little bones in the joint. And allow that relaxation to seep into all of the spaces between the bones, and then to seep down into your feet, which have got all of those muscles and bones, all the way into your toes. So from your toes, all the way up your legs, into your stomach and your back, all the way up into your shoulders and down into your fingertips, and of course all the way back up and up into your skull. Everything is now completely relaxed. And we're going to move very quickly to our place of complete calm. So imagine that you're at the beginning of the path, and because it's our mind's eye and we can imagine whatever we like, I want you to imagine zooming along that path, almost like you're hovering across it. It is so calming. You can feel all of that wonderful relaxation in your body, entering this beautiful space that you are so familiar with now. And find yourself at the place where you like to sit. And take a moment there. Make yourself comfortable. Remember that you have the gift that was given to you by the stranger or your friend. And it's in your breast pocket. And take a moment to think about what would you give the stranger as a gift in return? What would you give your visitor as something that is of importance to them? And in your mind's eye, imagine packing that gift in the perfect receptacle. Is it in a ball? Is it in a bag? Is it in a box? Does the box have a key? Do they have to untie a ribbon? Imagine a beautiful gift that you have packaged for them with this imaginary, absolutely essential gift that will be important for that person, just as important as your gift was for you. And remember that it can be something real, like a key or a clock. It can be something alive, like a butterfly or a horse. It can be something imaginary, like a unicorn. Or it can be something completely abstract, like joy or freedom. Take a moment to wrap it up beautifully. Your visitor is going to be arriving soon. And it's almost as if you've called them, because when you look up, they are walking towards you. Beautiful smile on their face, so excited to see you. And you are so excited to see them. And they come and make themselves comfortable on the sitting space that you use so often now. And the two of you have a moment of quiet communication, no words necessary. And you pick up the gift and give it to them. And they are so surprised and so overjoyed by this beautiful present that you've given them. Enjoy the moment of watching them open it. Enjoy seeing them getting exactly the gift that they need, just as you did. And now take your own gift out of your breast pocket where you put it for safekeeping last time. And enjoy sitting there with your visitor, them enjoying their gift, you enjoying yours. All is right with the world. No matter the stresses that we are feeling in our real world, in this place, you are safe and calm and things make sense. You are able to take a moment and look at the things that stress you so in real life. But here you're almost able to be a little bit objective. You're able to take a step back and see those stresses for what they are. They will all pass. They will all morph into something different over time. And imagine yourself 10 years in the future. Imagine yourself this time last year, when none of the stresses that we're feeling in lockdown today were even a vague thing on the horizon. And become aware that time is an incredibly beautiful thing. It allows us to learn. It allows us to experience. It allows us to grow. And if you do imagine yourself 10 years into the future, imagine how very different that will be. Take a moment to enjoy that. And now you are ready to face the rest of your week. to bring yourself back to the present. Rub your fingertips together. Wriggle your toes. Stretch each part of your body. Enjoy the sensation of bringing your muscles back into movement. If you are lying on your back, turn on your side and sit up very slowly. If you are seated, shrug your shoulders and allow yourself to feel everything in your body. And when you are ready, open your eyes and become aware of everything around you. And know that everything is in its place. Everything is where it should be. And you have all the tools you need to face the challenges that are coming your way. And if you ever feel overwhelmed, know that you can go back to this safe space, this place of complete relaxation, complete calm, complete acceptance. And you can take out your gift and you can meet your visitor. And you can have a moment of communication and calmness. And you might even want to ask them a question at some stage. And they will give you the answer that you need. But for today, take a deep breath. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And enjoy the feeling of feeling empowered to move forward. Thank you so much for the time that you have spent with me. I trust that you will have a wonderful week next week. Goodbye.
That's it for Red Radio today.
Thanks for listening.